National Guard Major Adam DeMarco, who was at the scene of the protests in June, admits the military police asked for the active denial system, colloquially known as a heat ray weapon. However, as the National Guard did not possess such a device, tear gas and rubber bullets were used instead on the Black Lives Matter protesters who were demonstrating outside the White House against the killing of George Floyd. The protesters, who at the time were protesting peacefully, were cleared from the area just before President Donald Trump walked to a church opposite the White House for a photo opportunity, something which drew considerable criticism from both parties, human rights groups, and religious leaders. The use of the heat ray was similarly proposed but not used in 2018 to keep migrants away from the US border with Mexico. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.